right, so then our Pedro realizes, yeah, this is how it is. There are different days and nights that are different qualities, like the astrologers say, dominated by different deities, which in turn represent certain qualities. Who those are and so on, we can't understand from our little limited vantage point here. But we see them in terms of their actions and control. So there it is, and you know, when you look at this Shakespeare drama, Midsummer Night's Dream, it is telling a lot where the humans, you know, we souls, ordinary folks, and human bodies are played with by guys like Cupid and so on. That's there also in the Indian Gaudiya Vaishnava teachings, that it's really all just a play, Krishna Leela. And the wisest of all are those who understand that nothing is outside of that play. But of course, in that play, some of us have wandered our own ways and got lost a bit. And that's where we come in. But it really is like that, and we have to understand just one thing, a single thing. But this play is about love. It's about having a good time together, sharing, being friends, win-win, all that. That's all. Because that's what love is. And it is when that love turns by the ahankara in our own consciousness into lust, meaning I want love, I want pleasure, and so on, as if being the supreme God enjoyer. Because our real position, our true position is that we are not the supreme enjoyer, we are little enjoyers. But still we enjoy our part of that wonderful Leela of Krishna. Not that we are just backstage workers.